Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is Ambassador Hagen as we take you back into the service where we are being taught and mentored concerning the Holy Ghost. At this time, we go straight back into the first fruits with Dr. Bernard Johnson. Join us.
I will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You've got to believe in your heart. That's where you accept him into your heart. You come in, you believe him, and you confess him with your mouth. Confess that Jesus Christ came, and he died on the cross. He was buried and was raised for you. Yeah, when you do that and believe him in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I give y'all a natural example? I've given it many, many times before, but I've learned that repetition is a wonderful blessing. It gets in the hearts of people. I was on there in Wichita, Kansas. I thought it was Kansas City, Kansas, but it was Wichita, Kansas. And they had this huge roller coaster. I got on it because you know how some friends try to set you up. They set me up and got me on the roller coaster. And that thing kept going up, 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 up. I mean, about 200 feet in the air, and it started going over that hump and came straight down. I could see it. Straight down as I was looking. People were screaming everywhere. And I began to holler, save me, Jesus. Save me. What? Save me from what? Save me from being destroyed. Save me from death. Because it looked like we were going to die. And I was hollering, save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. They were hollering and screaming other things. I was hollering, save me, Jesus. And all I got to tell you is that you hear me right now, don't you? The Lord saved me. Yeah, save me from what? Save me from destruction. He saved me from death. He saved me. You might say from hell and the grave, because if I had died then, I would have certainly gone to hell. But here I am today, saved. Saved from what? I'm saved from sin and saved from shame and saved from destruction. And when we say I'm saved, we're saved from the world. Amen. The way we used to walk, we don't walk any longer. What we used to do, we don't do anymore. Things we used to say, some of y'all used to cuss, you don't cuss any longer. We're saved. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We are saved. And oh my God, what a wonderful, wonderful privilege just to be saved and to know that Jesus is moving in our lives. Yeah, save, save, save. Yeah, my God. And you got to be saved in order to receive the Holy Ghost. I know all the things I could talk about being saved a little longer, but I just want to get that point over to you, that you have to be saved in order to receive the Holy Ghost. Then after you're saved, you want to seek baptism. You want to follow Jesus in baptism. A lot of people leave that alone, but it's very, very important. It identifies you as one of the Lord Jesus, one of his followers. Remember when I believe Paul went to Ephesus in Acts, the 19th chapter. And he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we haven't even heard that there be any Holy Ghost. Then he said, by whose baptism? Baptism, water baptism he's referring to. Were ye baptized? And they said, we were baptized under John. And Paul said, John truly baptized unto repentance. In other words, you were saved 100% repentance, and you got baptized under John. But there come one after him, who is Jesus Christ, who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So baptism, water baptism, is very, very important. Jesus himself in Mark 1:9, it says, and it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan, and he expects us to follow him. Now, what are the steps? Well, do you have to be baptized to receive the Holy Ghost? No. But it is very important that you have a desire to follow Jesus in baptism. Amen. You can get the Holy Ghost and then be baptized. Yes. But once that desire, have that desire to be baptized, and follow Jesus in baptism. Amen. All right. Then after that, one of the things you really want to do, this is very significant, you want to sanctify yourself. This sets you up to receive the Holy Ghost. Because, see, 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which is of God? You are not your own. You are bought with the price. Yeah. And so, therefore, glorify God in the body. So, in other words, you're in a borrowed body. And that's why you have to do like 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Everything that even looks wrong, get away from it. Everything that would cause you to go back to the parties or go back to the world of sin, get away from it. It's not a wonder it says abstain from all appearance of evil. In other words, don't even get close to it. If it even looks like it's evil, don't even go that way. Get away from it. And what will happen if you abstain from all appearance of evil? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, wholly. The very God of peace sanctify. What does that mean? It means to make holy, to purify you, to consecrate you, to get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. That's what it is. Get rid of it. That's becoming sanctified. It's not a denomination. They used to try to put it on a denomination, the sanctified folks. Amen. But it's not a denomination. It's a lifestyle. The way you learn to live, the way you learn to talk. And I say learned because, you see, when you come to Jesus, you don't know everything. You have to learn to live for the Lord. It's a lifestyle that you learn to live. Amen. Learn not to go back to where you were. Learn, and I say that it's very, very important not to go back there. Don't backslide. That's what we call backsliding. Because the devil is looking, watching, and if you decide to turn around and go back into the world of sin, then the devil will come back in with not only himself, but 7 more demons. It's in the Word of God. And so you learn how to walk for the Lord, learn how to sanctify yourself, get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. Amen. And that's, as I said a while ago, one of the great keys to positioning yourself to receive the Holy Ghost. Get rid of all that mess in your life. And when you get rid of all that mess, all that smoking, drinking, everything else, the Holy Ghost, he will come in. Why did you mention smoking and drinking, Dr. Johnson? Well, because I just want to give you a demonstration. The Holy Ghost doesn't want to come in to a dirty house. How many of y'all want to live in a dirty house? You've got dirt all in your corner, dirt when you walk in the door, dirt in your bedroom, dirt in your living room, dirt in the kitchen, all around your dishes. You got dirt everywhere. Why would you want to live in a dirty house like that? And why would you think that the Holy Ghost wants to live in a dirty house like that? Know ye not that the temple, your body, is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he doesn't want to live in a dirty temple. No. He wants to live in one clean. Why would you think he would want to come into a house where smoke is? You got smoke everywhere. Puffing. And why do you think he wouldn't live in there? Amen. No. all that puffing and smoking everywhere, that's saying, Holy Ghost, if you are in there, get out. No, no. Why would you think he want to live and there's liquor all on the floor, liquor all on the walls and can't on? That'd be crazy. Why would you want to think that the Holy Ghost would want to come in there and you got other gods before him? Thou shalt not have any other gods. So I wouldn't have it, you know. What are you talking about, Dr. Johnson? Well, just like they had gods back there when they left Egypt and melted that golden calf down with the jewelry that God had given them from Egypt, melted it down and made a golden calf and started bowing down and worshiping that calf. Don't you think they got gods in this day and time? They're just camouflaged. And the devil has you worshiping other gods. You think the Holy Ghost want to live in there? You up here talking about American Idol. That's my idol. Oh, I love the way they sing. No, 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 no. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. The one is your hero is Jehovah God. That's the one we worship. We adore. Nobody else. See, everything else is man or woman. Don't be talking about, oh, my God, you know, I worship that. No, no, no. Worship nobody but Jehovah God. Don't have in your temple that in your heart. Don't let that be in your heart that you idolize somebody. No, no, no. I don't care if it's your bishop or whoever. Don't idolize anybody. Give God the total glory and the total praise. I thank y'all. Well, thank you for honoring me on this line, but when you get to the point where you think I'm so much, you've gone too far. Amen. I'm just God's creation. Amen. Don't idolize anybody and give God the glory. He's the only true and living God. Amen. So you want to sanctify yourself. Get it so you don't have that idolization in your heart. Get it so that you don't, that you ain't going here and going there, and all those lies you used to tell, all that gossip that you used to do, get it out of your heart. Yeah, you got unforgiveness in your heart. You haven't forgiven your brother. You haven't forgiven your sister. It's been 20 years since you spoke. You got to get that out of your heart. The Holy Ghost is not going to come in there with you still having that against your brother, still having that against your sister. You got to get that out of your heart. All things that are not like the Lord, you got to get it out of your heart. Oh, my God. And when you clean up your temple, Mother Turpentine used to say you couldn't keep the Holy Ghost off of you with the code 45. And praise the Lord. He will come in then. Amen. Surrender all to him. Ask him to come in. And lift your hands straight up and just tell him, Lord, I need you. When you clean up your temple, he'll come in. I want you in my life. Holy Ghost, please follow me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want you. I want you in my life. Please follow me. And you sincerely go to him and ask him, and then put praise on your heart. Just thank him like he's already there. Amen. He will come in. And I'm out of time. God bless all of you. Hope this helped you some. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Ambassador Hagin, if you made it, we'll get you on another day. Amen. I'm going to open this line up to one of my assistants. If you would get those prayer requests, we've got the praise reports, get prayer requests, and then we'll be out of here today. Who will take those prayer requests? Amen. The Holy Ghost is leading you to take the prayer requests. Jump in there now if you do that and take it off of me and let me rest here a while. Anybody?
Amen. God bless you. Go ahead.
Bless you.
Did I hear someone? Amen. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and thank you for the teaching on the Holy Ghost. And we just want to thank those that are first-time callers and welcome them with open arms and let them know that sometimes the enemy comes in and try and hinder, but God has a ram in the bush. And we are thanking God for Dr. Johnson stepping in there, filling the gap, letting us know that we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we praise his holy name. I just want to thank the guest of mine that came on the line today, Dr. Gwen Washington. Dr. Johnson, she's a powerful woman of God, and we're just thanking God for her joining us this morning. I know she's probably working. She's also a registered nurse, and we're just giving God the glory for his people and for the word of God. And if you have a prayer request this morning, Let the Holy Ghost work it out for you. Let the Holy Ghost, that anointing that the Holy Ghost give, the Holy Ghost bring, let it come in and work it out for you. And if you have a prayer request this morning, name it out, shout it out, call it out so we can rebuke it, and it will come out in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Who would be the first one with the prayer request?
I have a prayer request this morning.
Bless you.
I'm asking for special prayer for Dottie Taylor, and she is in bad shape. Won't the saints to pray a prayer for her? She's the infection gone in, is all over her body. And I'm asking you to pray that God might draw that infection out of whatever, take care of the situation. And also Sister Orange, she's in the hospital. Ask you to pray for her.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those individuals. Thank you, Mother Johnson, for that. Looking out for someone else. God bless you as well. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Good morning. My name is Gwen, and I ask you all to pray for me. I started a job, and I work all night, and I'm up all night, and it's kind of hard for me right now, so I ask that you all pray that I stay awake.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to encourage you, sweetheart, that if you just start reading the Word of God and relax in His arms, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
The Lord will give you rest. The young lady that just finished talking is 94 years old, and she was talking how God gave her a good night's rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God. And we just want to take heed. Listen to the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Read Psalms 91. Read in His Word. And the Holy Ghost will give you sleep and give you rest. Hallelujah. And you'll have peace like a river. God bless you. And call again. Don't let this be the last time. Call in every day if you possibly can, and God bless you. Anyone else have a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking a prayer for my dad. I'm trying to get my dad up out the bed. He don't want to get up out the bed. And I'm asking, I have an unspoken request, and pray for my family. Thank you.
Amen. Your father's in the bed. Amen. The same thing, Sister Lucia. Read that word to him. Read Romans 9 and 10 and Romans 10 and 9 and read John 16, 26 and 27 to him. Read about the Comforter. Hallelujah. We have to put the Word of God to use in our lives. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Anyone else with a prayer request? God bless you. And I know that we're probably having some problems with the weather in certain places, and different ones are unable to connect and come through. I know that you're there, but sometimes we're unable to come through and break from that mute and get our request in. But God knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at you. He's listening. He just wants to know. He wants to make sure that you are faithful. And as long as you are there praying in the Spirit with us, we know that God will answer your prayer as well. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Justin from Indianapolis. I just want to say, just keep praying for my family, the church,
Amen.
My pastor.
Amen. Give us your pastor's name again, Mother.
Pastor Gina.
Okay. Amen. Praise God for her pastor. Anyone else? We don't want to leave you out. If you have one, jump in there. The hour's growing short.
Dr. Parker, hi. This is Dr. Washington. I'm so thankful to be on the prayer line. It was excellent teaching on the Holy Ghost this morning by Dr. Johnson. I just want you to pray for our outreach we want to do here in Atlanta for Sunday. that we be able to touch some lives for the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We're trying to go and take this ministry to the streets because of all the killing and the situations that have taken place here. We're praising God for God because we know God is going to move. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Anyone else? We don't want to leave you out. We can take one more, one or two more.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I'm just asking for traveling mercy for me and my entire family that we'll be traveling tonight to North Carolina to be with our mother for Easter. She's still in the hospital at this point in time, but I know God is healing her, and I know she'll be home with us by Easter. I know it because God already said so. So I'm just asking prayer for traveling mercy and praying for my mother to come home. Bless you.
Amen. Praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We will pray for Sister Juanita. Amen. Seems like she's just part of the prayer line as well, Sister Sheila. God bless you.
Let me jump in there, Dr. Pfeiffer. I want
bless
you. I want you to believe me with me, and let's ask God to shut the back door on that situation. Because see, a lot of people don't know that whenever. Sometimes when the Lord delivers people from the hospital, you need to pray that the Lord will shut the back door because the enemy will try to come in the back door. He's coming in the front door now. But when you think that the Lord has delivered and you let your guard down, the enemy will try to come in the back door. Close it and put the anointing of the Holy Ghost on it. Amen. And believe God that he won't get back in there. See, your mother came out of the hospital. And you were praising God and thanking God, but don't let the enemy come in the back door. Keep that thanking and praising and asking God to completely heal her body. Stay on it. And I believe you have, but let's do it right on the prayer line here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you for one need or more. Lord, the mother here, I'm asking you to touch her body, oh God, and heal her. Lord, completely in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to set an angel at the back door so that the enemy can't come in there and try to sift her as wheat. God, heal her and let her stay out of the hospital and bring happiness and joy and peace in this situation. May I ask you that? I'm asking you properly in the name of the Lord Jesus for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Lord, we just continue to praise your holy name. We continue, Lord God, to bless you. We continue, oh God, hallelujah, this prayer and praise in our heart all day long. We thank you for the word, oh God, on the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up. We thank you for another day. We thank you, oh God, for being a forgiving God. And right now we come before you humbly, oh God, asking that you forgive on righteousness, all sin, iniquity, oh God, and shame in Jesus' name. We ask right now that you, oh God, be our Father, be our healer, be our counselor in Jesus' name as we seek you, Lord Jesus, for your people. And we ask that you bless our first family, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, oh God, that you bless the entire family. And we ask that you look on them, Lord Jesus, look on the staff, look on the families in Jesus' name. Bless right now, oh God, Ambassador Hagen, as she was trying to connect this morning to share the word and break the bread of life. We ask that you would bless, oh God, give her that breakthrough in her life in Jesus' name. Look on, oh God, hallelujah. Look on your people everywhere, everywhere. Sister Taylor, Lord God, Sister Owens, remove the infection, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask that you take it out by the root in Jesus' name. Go in, glory, hallelujah, and carve it out, ha-na-ha, by the root in Jesus' name. And we bind the enemy, oh God, that comes to hinder your people, that comes to bring sickness and diseases, oh God. But right now we speak a word in their life that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Glory to na-na-na-na, high in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that it is done right now. We rebuke the infections, oh God, that has come upon your people. The diseases, oh God, that have attacked their bodies in your mighty name. Bless Sister Gwen, Lord God, on that job. And bless the Lord God to be able to rest in peace and rest, oh God, in your arms, in your bosom, oh God, in your word, Lord Jesus, so that she may be able to rise another day, healthy, wealthy, and wise in Jesus' name. Look on her, look on her, look on Sister Lucille right now, her family, her children, oh God. Bless the Lord God, that they be even on the youth prayer line tonight in Jesus' name. Cover them with your blood. Remove the rebellious spirit, oh God, from the children. Satan, ha, na, ha, we serve you. Notice, glory to God, that you got to go. You got to go. You got to go in Jesus' name. We send you back to where you came in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. Bless our father, oh God. Bless our dad in Jesus' name. Let him rise up, oh God. Let him have energy. Give him a will to do your will in Jesus' name. Let his will be your will, oh God. Raise him up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Encourage his heart, Lord God. Lift up his bowed down head in Jesus' name. We claim it right now, oh God, and we count it done. And we thank you right now. We ask that you bless Mother Johnson in Indiana and her family, oh God. Bless her pastor, Sister Kirkland, in your one mighty name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know how to bless her. You know how to heal her. You know how to deliver her. Lift her up above the storm, Lord Jesus. Lift her up where she belongs. Bless, glory, da-da-da-da-ha. Dr. Washington, oh, da-da-da-ha. In Jesus, da-da-da-da-ha. Yeah, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. For the work, for the work, for the work, for the work, for the kingdom, oh God. Bless right now in Jesus' name. Put a shield about the city, oh God. Shield the city, oh God.